Did your parents ever have you go to school, or was there a school here?
Yes, my parents came to school in Roma.
About how much education did they give you?
My mother went as far as the 11th grade.
Roma?
Yes. Then the reason she didn't go further was because there was no 12th grade at that time here.
So she finished high school, or what would be happening?
Well, she would have had to go to Rio Grande to finish school there, and I don't think my grandmother liked the idea.
What about your father?
10th grade.
Here in Roma?
Yes.
Did his family live in Roma or in Rio Grande City?
This is unique because my mother's mother married my father's father.
Your mother's mother,
mother
married your father's father.
Father.
That is interesting. Oh, thank you.
They had grown-up children both at the same time.
But that is really interesting. Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. Now, your father was a rancher.
He still is.
So he's a rancher there.
Yes.
And I guess that's a full-time kind of occupation. Do some people do that part-time?
Not in a ranch the size of my father. He has a pretty big spread.
So you can't
he
do
has,
that?
No, it's a full-time job.
And what about your mother? Does she work on the ranch come too? Or?
My mother rides along with my father on a Jeep for company.
That's a very interesting.
They're a very close couple. I wish I had what they have.
I think you probably do. What about your mother's parents? Do you remember them?
Yes.
Much?
I am my grandmother's namesake. The oldest grandchild is always the namesake of her grandmother. And I remember her very well. She was a very elegant lady. She managed her ranch by herself. She was a rancher.
What about your grandfather?
That's when she married him, because she could no longer take care of her financial property. So she married my grandfather. They were both widowed with teenage children.
So your grandmother on your mother's side and your grandfather's father's side married.
So we were one very happy children, because actually our grandmother and our grandfather, they were both a grandmother and a grandfather. Our surviving grandparents married.
What about your deceased grandparents? Did you know them?
I didn't know them.
At all. Was your grandfather and your grandmother that died, were they?
My paternal grandmother died when she was about 30.
So you never
knew? It was probably pneumonia.
What about your paternal grandfather?
That's some story. He came from Mexico, and I don't think he ever liked American life. So on the 16th of September, that's like a 4th of July, he could hear the national anthem across the bridge, across the river. He was only like 32. He was very young. So he felt sad that day, hearing all the festivities across the river, and he walked. It mustn't have been like half a block to the very river's edge, and he could hear the national anthem, and he dropped dead. My grandmother always said that perhaps he was to blame for bringing him from Mexico, when he loved Mexico so much.
Just right there at the edge of the...
He just dropped dead. He heard the national anthem, and he said he felt a terrible sadness, and he dropped dead. He had never had previous heart trouble or anything.
That is interesting.
I've always wondered about that. Could he have been that saddened by hearing the national anthem so near and yet so far?
Was it, he couldn't have gone across the bridge?
Yes, he could have, but his children were here, his wife.